Hola, gente linda, and I just wanted to give you guys a trigger warning. The conversation that you're going to listen to between myself and Dana is really raw and honest, and I just want to let you guys know so you're prepared. And if at any point you need to stop the episode and just get off, please do. Mental health is important, and I just wanted to share this with you guys. I did want to share that there are some audio issues within this episode, unfortunately, but the information and the message is still valid. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Coffee with Pearls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. It is your girl, Mimi, once again, with a brand new episode of Coffee with Pearls. And today I have a very special guest. Guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi, people. I am Dana, and I am an NLP life coach, mindset coach, I guess.
Yes, we connected via IG.
Yes, and thank I you love so much for having me on.
Of course. I love the stuff that you put on there, the content. It's very relatable. Yes, it's very relatable. So
I try to be as real as possible. So
I love that. I think that's the best way. That's, you know, with so many things going on and the things you can see on social media, it's good to have some realness on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, how would you...
myself?
Yes.
How would I describe myself? Can I cuss on this?
You could curse. Yes, yes. I love that.
I'm as real as you can be. I show the ups and the downs and the backwards and the forwards, and I like to be real with people, and I've just always been like that. I don't pull punches. I don't, you know, you see me crying, mm-hmm. depressed, you see me hyped up and doing my thing, and it's just I just try to be as real as possible, not only on online but in my everyday life.
I love that. How was 5 years ago?
Oh geez. Dana 5 years ago was a walking hurricane. I was, you know, I went through some hard times. I dealt with a lot of shit, and it got the best of me for a little while. And it kind of took me down, and that's kind of how I found, you know, what I'm doing now as a mindset coach. Is I had to go through therapy, and I got a coach, and I went through all of the stuff to heal myself, because 5 years ago Dana was she was a wrecking ball, man. Wrecking ball. But I've come out the other side with the life lessons that I needed to get, and you know, have turned that into, you know, healing for myself.
That's important.
Absolutely. Like it's you cut out on me. I can't hear you. You still there?
Are you there? I think there's like a little delay.
Yeah, there it goes. I can hear you now.
You can hear me. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I tell you, technology, when it works wonders. But when it doesn't, it's a hater.
Look, if there's something to mess up, I probably messed it up, because me and you do not get along.
But you know what? This is, I keep this stuff on the show as well, because this is stuff that happens and it's real and it's authentic in that aspect. And listen, when you're recording and using technology and it's not doing what it's supposed to do, it's all of us. We've been through that.
Exactly.
So tell me, can you share your journey and how you became a mind coach?
Well, it all started actually a couple of years ago on my 40th birthday. I hit rock bottom. And when I say rock bottom, I mean, I found myself sitting on my bed with a gun in my hand
Oh.
and ready to just not have to deal with it anymore, you know, deal with all the bullshit anymore. And in that moment, a phone call came through and kind of snapped me back into reality. And to me, that was my sign of, no, you have more things to do. You have something better to do. And so that's what started me on the path. But what got me to that point was a lifetime of trauma, you know, just bad shit happens, you know, and bad shit happens to everybody, and we can only take so much. But I grew up in domestic violence. I was sexually assaulted when I was 18. I've buried two children. I married an alcoholic, and my home life wasn't great, and just a bunch of really bad mistakes rooted in the pain of my childhood trauma. And I didn't really understand it at the time, but every bad thing that I did, every coping mechanism, every vice that I had was filling that hole of that childhood trauma. And so when I found myself on my bed on my 40th birthday, just not wanting to see another birthday, that was my low point for me. And like I said, I snapped out of it. Thank God, came to my senses, but that triggered something in me to. Okay, no, now I need to help myself, but in the process, I wanted to help other people so they didn't end up in that same place where I was, you know, on the bed with a gun in your hand, like not wanting to keep going. So that's really where it came from, was healing myself and in the process realizing that I could, in fact, help other people just by telling my story.
That's powerful. That is a very powerful story. And it's brave and very real that you're able to share that and able to tell people that. I know some people it can be it's scary, right? Because the world can sometimes be judgmental,
Absolutely,
you
absolutely.
know, but our truth is our truth, no matter how. We all have ugly sides of ourselves, and shadow work is what I call it, and it's the working of all that. So, what have you learned about yourself being on this side, being a mind coach?
I've learned that I'm a lot more empathetic than I thought I was. I really do feel for other people and I really do care. You know, when I can walk around, you know, the store, grocery store, or whatever, and see people and recognize, I don't want to say a brokenness because I don't believe that people are ever truly broken, but you know, that thing inside of you that's yearning to get out. I can see that in people now, and that's something that has developed from me going through all of this and ended up going back to school to learn how to be an NLP mindset coach. So yeah, I just really want to help other people and really, like you said, the shadow work, deal with all that bad stuff, deal with all the darkness, because in the darkness is where you find the light. If it wasn't dark, you couldn't see the light far away. You wouldn't see it coming. And I think that's really important to recognize that just because you have dark shit, just because it's bad, doesn't mean it can't get good. And I'm living proof of that. With a lot of hard work and determination and tears and sweat and blood and, you know, all the other stuff that it's hard, but it can absolutely 100% be done.
Absolutely. And I'll even share my own story. I've been there in that dark stage of just calling it quits, of life. And it was probably more, it was harder to admit it to myself than to say it out loud. Really getting into that bottom of like, how did I get here? You know, like being, how did I get here? Because sometimes it's not an overnight process. It's many different things. And I was there just 2018, and really looking at what was going on at that moment where I almost made a decision that was going to be very permanent.
It's a scary place to be. It's a scary place to hang out, but and you're right, you don't get there overnight. It's a slow, steady drip. Just a constant of, you know, self-sabotage, of ha self-hatred, of, you know, all the little things that everybody goes through, everybody says to you, all the things you pick up from your family, all the, you know, just all the bullshit basically that we carry around with
Mm-hmm.
us, it can be too much, and it's a hard place to be. And I'm glad you got out of it. I'm glad I got out of it. And now it's now I got to
Yes.
help other people.
Agreed. And this, and you know, and our stories empower, you know, with us living in our truth. And I've been more comfortable about talking about it and just being like dealing with my own healing because, of course, as we're speaking, it's trauma.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so much trauma, and then a lot of it for me have been suppressed trauma.
Me too.
And really like digging that seed out and admitting that even certain things have happened in my life.
Yeah.
And just be like, it's okay. Just feel what you need to feel, but just gonna work through this.
Yeah, I mean that was really the catalyst to my rock bottom was remembering some really hard trauma that I went through. And because I had blocked it out in that moment, and for 22 years I just didn't think about it. I knew that it happened, but I didn't know the details. I was drugged at a party and raped, and I didn't remember the details. I knew what had happened, but I didn't remember. And one day I was journaling, and this memory came, and it just flooded over me, and it was too much to handle. And that's the day that I wound up, thinking about ending everything, because that trauma was so hard to process. Even 22 years after the fact, I wasn't in it, but my brain still felt like I was in it. And it's a hard thing to go through. It's a hard thing to deal with your trauma, but it's such a good it releases so much weight off of you. Like you feel like you can breathe when you do it,
Yes, I do. I do. And I feel like also something that we don't speak about enough, the way the mind and the body remembers.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? The connection of both and how your mind is remembering, but your body reacts.
Yep. And you go, that's where anxiety comes from, and panic attacks. And that's something that I've suffered with my body remembering what's happening and just kind of freaking the hell out, and I can't control it. And they call it a panic attack, they call it an anxiety attack, but it's really just your body remembering that trauma and that memory and freaking out,
I do. I was actually 2018. I was having panic attacks, and they were the first ever. I didn't know what it was. It was just like a very tight chest, can't breathe, and I can feel like my pulse going high. And
Yes.
I remember talking to a therapist, and she's like, "You're having panic attacks, and if you're not careful," she's like, "you can literally have a heart attack." And that really awakened how our bodies and our mind, how everything is so interconnected. And I just had to really sit there and be like, you know what? I have to work on this. I know this is going to be hard. This is going to be my own work that I was even afraid to go and just talk about it with a stranger at the moment. But
Yeah.
it was the best decision I made.
Yeah, getting into therapy, it can be scary, having to open up to somebody or whatever. And I think that's why like what I do is so important. This podcast, you being open with what you've gone through is so important, because people can realize, oh, okay, I really am not alone. There really are people out there. And the more that people talk about, their trauma and how they overcame it and all the bullshit, that opens the door for somebody else to go, okay, maybe it is safe for me to go talk to somebody. Maybe it is okay because there are other people that have gone through this before. And I think that's really, really important to pave the way for other people's healing just by talking
Yes.
and just by being real.
I so agree with that. Take the stigma out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, I think there is a stigma of I think, you know, now it's better. I see how this generation is being listen, they don't want to deal with this. They want to heal this too, and I like that. I love seeing that.
I know, right? Like, where was all this stuff back 15, 20 years ago? I could have dealt with my shit way earlier.
I agree. And I think because everybody, a lot of people are stepping in and saying, you're like, fuck that. I don't want to be in this space. What do I need to do to be somewhere else? How do I change this? I mean, a lot of this is repeated behavior and learned behavior and so embedded. And I'm loving this generation, even with like the workforce, right? You see how much that's changed where people are like, fuck this shit, fuck this job.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And you
I'm
know
not
what?
dealing
I'm
with your
like, I'm out of
bullshit
it.
anymore.
Yes. Fuck your bullshit. I'm tired because you know that. I don't think we talked about this enough, but I've had like conversations like growing up. I'm 41. And I
Me
remember
too.
like growing up, how you dealt with a lot of shit at the job because it was normalized. It was never okay, but it was normalized.
They're
And
paying
yeah,
you, they're paying you a
yes.
paycheck. You deal with whatever you got to deal with so you can get that paycheck so you can take care of your family. But now everybody's waking up and fuck that. I'll make my own money somewhere.
Exactly. And you know what? And it really shows you the abundance of it.
Exactly. Yes. That's
Right?
something else that I'm learning. Like, I have a lot of generational wealth sort of situations. Coming from a poor family, a first generation American, all of that stuff. I have a lot of generational wealth problems that I've just now realized, oh wait, there is enough to go around for everybody. Like, what am I freaking out about? So yeah, there's a lot of, I've got a lot of wounds, but we can heal them all. We can heal them all. We just
We
gotta.
can, yes. And it takes time, right? Nothing is overnight.
Oh God, please. This has been the
Nothing.
longest damn thing of my life. Healing myself. I didn't think it would take this damn long. Man, it's one thing
Already,
after
enough already.
another, right? Heal. Damn, God.
I love that because that's honest. Because you know what it is? As soon as you, this is what it's almost like that Pandora's box. Like once you open, like close it, like I know better now. So I continue digging. And I'm one that I call myself out on shit. And be like, why are you doing that? Like, why are you doing that? And where are you getting that from? Where's that rooted? And I've gotten used to asking that question. I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta heal that too.
Where's that root coming from? That's the big thing. Like, you can think you've got, oh, I may have a problem with drinking, or I may have a problem with shopping, or no, that's not your problem. There's a root cause to what you're doing, and you got to dig up that root, and
Oh my
it's
God.
hard as shit, man.
And ugly, like, oh my
And
God.
ugly.
Me. I've done one of those really like ugly cries, plenty of times,
Oh God. My husband's like, I don't, he's so patient. I don't even know how he deals with me, but I'll just start crying. And he's like, what are you crying about now? I'm like, I don't know.
That's me. Sometimes.
Yep.
So I feel like sometimes it, your body needs to release.
Oh, there ain't nothing better than a good cry.
Yes,
I
right?
mean, just my favorite place to cry is in the shower. I'll get in the
Dude.
shower, hot shower, and just sit in the tub and cry, and I feel so much better. Sometimes you just gotta let it out.
You too. I did. You know what I do want to try? Not sure if you try this. Have you tried like a rage room? Have
No,
you
but
heard of
I
those?
saw there is something called rage yoga, and I'm all about that.
Is that?
You do yoga, and they play like gangster rap and heavy metal and like all kinds of shit, and you do yoga, rage yoga. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna look
But
into that.
I have seen those rage rooms, and I feel like I need to beat the shit out of something. Like
Oh,
that would
I'm
help.
gonna do it. I found a few places out here in the Houston area, and I'm gonna do it. I'm going to go and beat some shit up. You can be all kinds of stuff, television. All kinds of
I know, I've seen them. I can't find them anywhere. I live in such a small town here that there is nothing, but
Okay.
I miss Houston. I miss being home.
Come, you gotta come visit. So
I
what
know,
made you move
right?
to Houston?
My husband, we bought into a comic book publishing company, and he now writes comic books. So he's living his 10-year-old boy dreams.
That's amazing. I love comic books.
I went to a couple of comic cons with him, and it's a different world, man, but he loves
Yes.
it, and I'm so happy for him. Like, we sold everything and moved clear across the country so he could do this, and he's
That's so
living
dope.
his best life. Like,
Oh
he
my
is all
God.
about it.
I love that though. I love that. It's so my husband works in television and we're huge, huge movie heads. So we love well I'm a comic reader. He doesn't read. He likes all the like the photography and all the visual of television. But actually he used to be a he used to paint.
Oh,
Oh
really?
yes. So as a child he had, yeah, this is a really random fact. He had like an art show when he was a kid. He
That's
got
so
a
cool.
taught, yeah, with this well-renowned a lady that taught him all this stuff. So now he just uses that art into television,
That's
which is pretty cool.
cool.
Yes.
I need to get your address and send you, Chris, my husband just published his co first comic book, so I want to send you that.
Yeah.
I think you'd really enjoy it. So
I
that's,
read you.
yeah.
You just made my day because I love you have no idea. When I was a kid, they had if they had it. So I'm from New York. They had this thing called a troll book. I don't know if you guys ever had that. It was almost like a little magazine, right? And then this magazine, you could order books and all kinds of stuff. And I remember putting my little coins together and buying the Black Panther, I guess, comic book
That's so cool.
when I was a kid, because I mean, I grew up poor, and I forgot how much it was at the time, but I was just so excited to have, a comic book of sorts. And I love books in general, even to this day. So I have a collection of stuff. People may not know I'm like a huge nerd.
Oh, that's cool. I'm totally gonna send you some stuff.
Yes.
I'm to yeah, 'cause I married a huge nerd, so.
Yes, I'm one of those people that love San Diego. Nancy Drew books. I love
Oh, yes.
Yes.
There was a time in my 20s when I thought I was going to open up a detective agency just because I could find any motherfucker on the streets. Like,
That would have been
but
amazing.
that was just because I had a shitty ex-husband that I had to look for.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I'm going to start a detective agency. Yeah, I full on was going to be a Nancy Drew. Like,
You could have done it.
I'm just
Yeah.
going to find you.
What was that movie with Rosie O'Donnell? She Devil. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember it, and I think that I've seen it, but I can't recall it all. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where she started her own business with the women and they had like little roses on them. And she had set up her ex-husband because he had left her for like an author.
Yeah, that was gonna be me.
Such a good movie. Every time it comes on, it's one of those like guilty pleasures that I watch.
I'm gonna have to go watch it. I'll have to stream it
Yes.
somewhere.
We'll stream it and we could talk about this because I always watch. It's one of those movies I'm like, I can't help but to watch the whole how she sets it up. And what's the other actresses in there? Oh my God. Actress, I can't remember. She does. She's like the novelist that the husband falls for. But anyway, yes, watch it. We'll talk about that. But yes, oh my God, you got me excited. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you some cool shit.
Yes. And I'm gonna definitely tell you and take pictures because I love that stuff. So
Awesome.
what is one piece of advice that you would share with anyone? Applied to yourself as well.
To not be afraid of the dark stuff. To, there's a lot of times when, for me personally, I never drank all the time, but when I drank, I went hard in the paint. You know what I mean? So I would say don't be afraid of the dark stuff because I was drinking to deal with the hard stuff. I was over shopping to deal with the hard stuff. I was, smoking cigarettes to deal with the hard stuff. So my biggest advice is just don't be scared of that darkness. Embrace it and really get to know it because that's how you're going to figure out where your light comes from. For like that's where it lives, is within that darkness that you got to get through.
Yeah, that's some great advice. I'm really glad that you're here.
I'm really glad I'm here too.
Yes, you are needed. You are valued. And
Yes.
the information that you're going to help with so many people, it really is going to be You're needed for sure. You're going to make do some amazing work. And I'm really glad that we connected through IG. That's the beautiful part of social media.
I know, right? Like it's so crazy the people that you get to connect with. It can be shitty at times, but
Yes.
it's really a good tool to connect with other people.
Yes. Good people are out there. You know, you just got to get out the weeds. Like, you know,
Exactly.
that's what I tell people. Now share where people can find you. So like that we have all your information out there.
You can find me on Instagram. It's my only social platform because Facebook sucks and I can't deal with that shit. At Unapologetically Dana. Or you can visit my website, which is Dana Ireland, DanaIreLan.com. And all of my coaching information is there, and you can find me there.
Make sure you book her, guys. Look her up. All this information I'm also going to add onto the show notes so you guys can connect with her and get your healing on. You know, coaching is an amazing tool
Yes.
to bring you to the next level of what better self, right? Because we're all students of life.
Yes. And the healing never stops. Like I'm a coach, but I still have shit I need to heal. And
Yes, and that's good.
that's the good part. Yeah, we're gonna walk the
Yes.
road together.
Yes, and your coach, when your coach is being coached, that's a great sign.
Yep. Don't ever go to a coach that isn't being coached. For
Exactly.
real, for real.
Yes. No, that's on, and a therapist as well that doesn't seek therapy.
Girl, I got so many doctors in my back pocket, and it ain't even funny. I got a therapist, a counselor, a psychiatrist, a coach. I can't even tell you how many people I got.
It.
All of
Listen,
it.
I'm with you. Anything that's needed to be a better person, functioning person, to me, is whatever works.
Yep,
If it
absolutely.
works, it's awesome. So I want to thank you for being on today. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
I absolutely. So guys, make sure you follow my girl Dana. So on to the next one, beautiful people. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hey, gorgeous people. One last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.